Driving in Sydney's wet weather, I couldn't help but make the observation that few drivers seem to adapt their driving style to the conditions at hand. It's obvious that many have little idea of their car's capability in such conditions and few tailor distances to suit the lower grip levels. Tailgating is an ever-increasing problem, impatience a key factor in many accidents. Few drivers today read the traffic situation ahead and tailor their driving accordingly. What is also evident is the use of mobile phones and texting. Quite clearly, it's the biggest issue facing road safety at this time, along with fatigue. A recent survey in Western Australia found 50% of drivers admitted to regularly texting whilst driving. Obviously, a $400 fine and 3 demerit points is not a big enough deterrent today, and despite extensive advertising campaigns, few take heed. Obviously, more needs to be done with electronic controls to deactivate phones whilst in the car. Studies show that using mobile phones while driving results in lower reaction times to unexpected events, reduces the functional visual field of the driver, and can result in drivers missing traffic lights. Running red lights is a major issue. I see drivers run traffic lights on a regular basis. Trucks particularly not wishing to stop and go through extensive gear changing are fairly common culprits. The implications are enormous, as witnessed this week, and the fines and demerit points need to be better tailored accordingly. I'm David Berthon.